uplifting the people and uniting the nation.
Welcome to GPR Half Hour.
Alright, it's another Wednesday morning. A very good morning to you, and thanks for joining us on a fresh edition of the program DPR Half Hour on the network service of Radio Nigeria, Africa's largest radio network. Well, DPR Half Hour is proudly sponsored by the Department of Petroleum Resources, the federal agency charged with the responsibility of regulating and monitoring oil and gas activities in Nigeria. The program x-rays the activities of the agency and the petroleum sector generally. Welcome to DPR Half Hour. My name is Ahmed Olalekan. And on the program today, we will be looking at one project that the agency has decided to carry out to ensure safety standards are maintained in the country. We'll take a quick break, and when we return, we will get to look at this issue. Welcome to DPR Half Hour. We'll be back.
DPR Half Hour. We'll be back.
All right, glad to know you're still there. If you're just joining us, you're listening to DPR Half Hour on the network service of Radio Nigeria. Well, it's a participatory program. You can be a part of it. You can call any of the numbers, phone lines, 0813-331-3172 or 0818-706-9979. You can also drop a message on our Facebook platform. It's www.facebook.com/DPR Hotline. On Twitter, we're at DPR Hotline. On Instagram, at DPR Hotline. You can also send an email to info@dpr.gov.ng. Okay, so this morning we will be looking at minimum industry standard training for downstream operations. And I have two guests in the studio to shed more light on this issue. I have the Assistant Director Safety Control in the Safety, Health and Environment Division of the DPR, Mr. Umaru Murike. Glad to have you on DPR Half Hour today, Mr. Umaru.
Thank you, Mr. Ahmed.
All right, we also have our Assistant Chief Electrical Engineer, Safety, Health and Environment Division of the DPR, Ike Chidi. Glad to have you in the program.
Thank you very much.
All right, so I get very, very excited when I hear things about maintaining standards in the downstream sector in Nigeria, you know, so that people can stay safe using petroleum products. And there's this new initiative, a new project, that's what you call it, the Minimum Industry Safety Training for Downstream Operations. What is it about? MISDO, that's the acronym.
Yeah.
So to tell us more about MISDO.
Thank you, Mr. Abbey. Good morning, Nigeria. I'm glad that we are here this morning to share this laudable a project that DPR has come up to ensure that safety is maintained in all the operations, in downstream operations. The Minimum Industry Safety Training for Downstream Operations, which is acronym as MISDO, is a mandatory safety training for all personnel that are working in the oil industry in the downstream sector. And it is also to include the haulage, tanker and the drivers that are having operations in this sector. So
it's a mandatory training.
It's a mandatory training.
How old is it now?
It's in the pipeline. We are trying to set up the program, and we intend to start rolling it out by quarter of this year.
Okay. Now, Mr. Chidi, let's look at some of the objective. Of course, for you to come up with a project like this, you must have set some objectives. These are things we seek to achieve. So what are some of the objectives of this project?
Okay, well, there are several objectives, you know, but the major objective actually is to make sure that every person working in the downstream sector goes home safely after work. Okay. So we want everybody to make sure, that everybody has the basic safety training that he or she needs to make sure that everywhere is safe in the downstream sector. So you get to, you see, and then of course the program is to make sure that we automate the process where we can verify and confirm that safety training that people have in the downstream sector, it's original, you know, not just people saying that they have training and we can't actually verify. So one of the major key issues is to make sure that people are trained, you know, they have the basic safety training required to work in the downstream operations, and that will really help, you know, to make sure that people go to their work and come back safely anytime they go back to, anytime they come back home.
Okay, I like it when you say people. What category of people are we looking at there?
So we're looking at everybody that works in the downstream sector, those that work in filling stations.
Okay.
You know, like the previous statement that we said, that including the petroleum tanker haulage drivers and their motor boys, we want to make sure that they understand the hazards, the risks associated with the work that they do, the petroleum products, what they carry. You know, we want to make sure that people really understand, you know, this, and then make sure that the training is actually standardized, you know, across Nigeria. So everybody that's working in the downstream sector has to have some basic safety knowledge, some basic safety training, and it has to be verifiable. So that's what this project is all about, and that's the main objective.
All right, so if you work in a fuel station or you have any business trading petroleum products, kerosene, or all of that, you should be a part of the training. That's what you're saying, basically.
Yes.
Now, listen, Umaru, let's see some of the benefits of MISTO.
Okay, some of the benefits are to ensure that we enhance the safety requirements in the downstream sector. At the moment, the requirements are not encompassing. So one of the benefits is to ensure that these requirements are enhanced, and okay. Also to increase awareness of safety in the industry, so that people that are working there should be able to understand the risk that are associated with the program, and to also standardize the training. At the moment, any facility can train their staff, and we don't have standard. So okay. We want to standardize it and ensure that all the facilities in the downstream sectors are carrying out the same training for all of their staff, and also to serve as a reference guide for the industry. And one of the also benefits is to save lives, because at the moment we have been having a lot of fatalities, incidents that are claiming lives. But we want to ensure that this program will save lives of people that are working in the industry, and also third party, because a lot of this incident has also affected other people that are
like we said, it will launch very soon. Once we launch the portal, we expect every prospective worker or anybody that is already working in the industry to access this portal. People will be able to view the different kind of safety trainings, the modules that are available on the portal. They will be also able to view, you know, the training providers that can provide these trainings. You know, so we're bringing the training providers on the same portal together with the people that need this training, okay? Mm-hmm. So people can access this portal and all that, and then they be able to take the training provider of their choice, you know, and then they go and you know, and get these trainings. And then, of course, like I said, once people are trained, we will be able to track it from our office, where we'll be able to know that this guy is trained, and then we can verify this information. So that's basically how it's going to work. The portal will connect both the prospective trainee and then the training providers and the department. Everything is going to be done online and transparent.
All right, so there will be training providers,
yes,
that you will, DPR will accredit,
yes,
to conduct the trainings.
Yes, you're right.
Okay, interesting. For how long is the training going to run? What's the duration of the training?
The training is, it depends on the module. There are modules for the trainings.
Okay.
And it depends on, and the modules also are castigated into facilities. Like you have the petroleum retail outlets, you have the gas plants, you
okay,
have
that's
the plants.
Petroleum, yeah, retail outlet for people who sell petrol.
Who sell petrol, yes.
Okay.
And we have the gas plants, where people sell retail in gas. Mm. And you have the loop plants. So all the trainings are categorized based on the facilities, what they do.
Okay.
And the training providers will come up with duration of the training. But we expect that after you have trained, then you should be able to refresh after 1 or 2 years.
Okay.
There should be a refresher course, so that when you train, we expect that after sometimes you may have forgotten some of the trainings that you learned.
Yeah.
So we expect to have refresher courses.
Every 2 years?
Every 2 years, yes.
Okay, interesting. Well, trying to maintain safety standards in the industry, that is why the Department of Petroleum Resources have come out with this project, the Minimum Industry Safety Training for Downstream Operations. And if you're just joining us, you're listening to DPR Half Hour on the network service of Radio Nigeria, and we're talking safety standards today. Now, Mr. Chidi, let's look at, will there be sanctions? The training kicks off at the end of the year, so it's expected that operators in the industry come for those trainings. When they don't come, will there be sanctions?
Yes, of course. You know, the department's one of our major responsibilities to make sure that everyone actually complies with the government policy and regulations in the oil and gas industries. And so, for defaulters, of course, there will be sanctions, there will be fines, and then adequately in line with the law. So, if, for instance, of course, it's going to be dependent if your staff are actually not trained, you can't get your license to operate. I know it can lead to withdrawal of licenses. You know, in line, there are a lot of regulations that we have that the operators should be aware, and they are aware that they need to. They are responsible for the safety of their staff, you know, in the facilities. So if we find out or we confirm that some employees, you know, in your operations are actually not trained and don't have this basic training, which is mandatory, which is going to be mandatory, then of course some sanctions will apply, you know, but there will be enough time and room that is given for compliance period.
Okay.
To make sure that people actually comply.
So in other words, to get to a level where operators without these basic trainings will not be license to operate in the industry.
Yes, of course. So the way it works is that if we confirm that there is a personnel in your facility that doesn't have the basic safety requirement, right, that doesn't have the basic safety training, then what it means in essence is that your facility is not safe to operate.
Okay.
So it's part of the reasons why your license could be withdrawn, and then of course it's a prerequisite for subsequent renewals. So you wouldn't actually have the license if you don't comply.
Okay, so the phone lines are open now. 0818-706-9979. That's 0818-706-9979 or 0813-331-3172. These numbers, you can call those numbers to ask questions about the minimum industry safety training for downstream operations by, being organized by the DPR. Maybe you have a suggestion or you want to critique a part of the training, something, you can just call those numbers and you get a chance to speak with our guest in the studio. We're going to take a short break, but before we do, Mr. Umaru, is it a one-size-fit-all kind of training?
No, it is not a one-size-fit-all. Like I said earlier on, we have modules that are created for this program, and then we have facilities that differ in operations. So each facility has their own type of module training that is going to be provided. So it's actually going to be based on facility by facility.
Okay, in other words, so if I sell petrol, for instance, and I get a training for petrol, and I decide to start selling gas tomorrow, I need to go for the gas training. Is that what it means?
Yeah, you need to do that because, you know, gas is more volatile than petrol. So the trainings may differ in some areas. So you need, if you have to work in a gas facility, you need to undertake a training that is a module for the that facilities.
Okay. Well, we'll take a quick break now, and when we return, we'll start taking your calls, 0818-706-9979 and 0813-331-3172. Minimum industry safety training for downstream operations here in Nigeria. Please stay tuned. DPR Half Hour. We'll be back.
DPR Half Hour. We'll be back.
The 18th International HSC Bioenergy Conference on the Oil and Gas Industry in Nigeria will hold in Lagos with a theme, Driving Sustainability in the Oil and Gas Industry Through Improved Stakeholders' Environmental Stewardship. Date, 26 to 28 November 2018 at the Eco Hotels and Suites. Registration fees, 100,000 Naira per participant, 50,000 Naira each for CPC members and presenting authors, 20,000 Naira per students with valid ID cards. Participants should kindly indicate their willingness to attend by registering electronically via www.oghseconf.com.ng. Interested exhibitors should book for their space requirements electronically on or before July 13, 2018. For further inquiries, please contact Mrs. Emily Agnese, Secretary, Conference Planning and Management Committee on 081-73-654981. Mrs. Titilaya Jose, Chairperson, Local Organizing Committee on 070-34-00-0082. Mr. Paul Usu, Chairman, Publicity and Protocol on 081-1395-2154. Or visit our website www.oghseconf.com.ng. Email inquiries at oghseconf.com.ng. Signed, Mrs. Onyebuchi C. Sibeudu, Chairperson, Conference Planning Committee.
All right, glad to know you're still there. If you're just joining us, you're listening to DPR Half Hour on the network service of Radio Nigeria. The number is 0818-706-9979 and 0813-331-3172. I'll take the numbers again. 0818-706-9979 and 0813-331-3172. You can call in to ask questions bothering you on this issue. Now, Mr. Umar, let's look at the training providers now for this project. Who are they?
The training providers are supposed to be those companies that have training capacity. They have training facilities that they can be able to train. So what happens is that we expect them to apply online for registration. When they apply, we inspect their facilities, make sure that their facilities are okay, make sure that they have the human capacity that can be able to deliver this training. So if they are found to be fit, then they are accredited and issued a letter of accreditation to conduct this trainings.
Okay, so, Mr. Chidi, I have a facility now. How what's the process, like step-by-step process to apply to be a provider of this training?
Okay, so the way it works, it's going to be, so once the portal is open for a training provider, potential training providers to apply, so when they go down to the portal, it's integrated with our already existing also portals that people apply for a service permit. Yeah. So when you go get into the portal, you register your company, you upload certain documents that are required, to be a company, and then of course the requirements for delivering these trainings will be clearly stated on the portal, so you will know where you're fitting. Of course, since it's going to be by modules, so some training providers may be qualified to deliver just one module, while others may be qualified to deliver more than one, maybe up to five. So it depends on what you think you can deliver, and then that is what you would apply for, because it will be clearly stated on the portal the requirements that you need to have, and then these are what is going to be used as a benchmark, which is of international standards, to actually check that yes, you can deliver this training, so that we make sure that it's standardized across board, and then people get value for what the trainings that they go for. So that's the way it's going to work.
So are the portals accessible now? Have you launched the portals?
No, the portals are not yet launched. It's currently at the development stage, and it will be launched, like we said, before the end of fourth quarter. Oh. We expect to launch it, and then we expect to start receiving applications for those that are potential, that think they can deliver these trainings in line with the preset requirements that will be available online.
So how can prospects keep tab on when the portal will be launched?
Yeah, of course.
What we'll do is, when we are ready to roll out, we are going to make advertisements.
Okay.
Through radio, through print medias, to let the nation that this program is ready to take off. So we expect people now to apply, and we give them the link where they can be able to go online and apply.
All right, so there will be an advertisement for that when the time comes. Now, Mr. Omar, let's see, what's the costs on Ms. Doe, and what would be the validity period?
The cost will be left for the training providers to come up with.
Okay.
Yes, but we make sure that DPR will constantly monitor and ensure that it is not going to be prohibitive for the industry to bear. Oh. We understand that there are a lot of burden for the downstream sector, so we are not going to allow training providers to skyrocket the price. And we also expect that at the program rolls in on, there's going to be competitiveness, and we expect the prices to also come down even after fixing it initially. And like we said, also the fourth quarter we are expecting to roll out this program, and after rolling it out we'll give the industry a moratorium where they should comply.
Okay.
And after that moratorium, we expect everybody now should key in, and it will become mandatory. Everybody must have to start training their staff.
How long would that be?
The moratorium, I think that's something that we have not considered yet, but it may be 3-6 months for the industry to comply with totally.
Okay, 0818-706-9979 and 0813-331-3172. If you're just gathering the information, that's fine. But if you want to add your thoughts, you want to make a comment or ask questions, you can call the numbers 0818-706-9979 and 0813-331-3172. And our guests will provide answers to your questions. Mr. Chidi, let's look at implementation and compliance deadline. I know he said a few things about that, but can we look at it in detail more?
Okay, so the implementation, the compliance deadline, this is the timeline which the department will give after we make the notification for compliance.
Okay.
So what it means is that, like you said, we're going to make sure that we use the proper media. You know, people will get to know the timelines that is required for total compliance. For instance, when the portal is ready, we bring out the notification, and then it is ready for people to apply. So we do not expect everybody to get trained in just 1 week, for instance, because it's not possible. You know, this training is for the whole country, so we expect we'll give some time where we know people will now have we'll be able to go assess the training centers, train and get their staff ready and all that. So after a certain duration, you know, then we expect that people should have been trained and compliance will start. So normally the department goes for regular inspections, monitoring, field monitoring of these facilities, like the filling stations, the depots, and all the facilities spread across the country. So when we go there, we begin to confirm that the employees, those that are training, and actually have this training. By then, that is when the compliance deadline actually elapsed. You know, so that's the way it's going to work. And of course, there are regulations, and then there are status that actually people should comply with, and then there are consequences based on for non-compliance.
Okay.
So that's and all those non-compliance consequences are going to be stated, you know, during the notification and the period.
Okay, let's see if we can take this one. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Hello, good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hello, good morning. Okay. Hello? Okay, crappy connection there. Well, I saw the coming. I keep the calls. So just keep trying. Keep trying. If you have a question, you can call 0818-706-9979. Or you try the other number, 0813-331-3172. You have a question for our guest this morning on the program. You can ask your questions, and I believe they will provide answers to your questions.
If I may add to what he said earlier on the implementation,
okay,
we expect the training providers to also download all the trained personnel from their training centers, and that will also enable us to know at what level of training we have around the country, and so that we can be able now to fix our deadline, or when we can be able to start total implementation.
Okay.
Yes, that will help us because we expect them, each training they do, it should be downloaded into our portal, and that will give us a number of people that are trained across the country. And that should be able to let us know if it is now total, it is time for us to now start total implementation of the program.
All right, so is the training going to be on individual or corporate basis? Like as an individual, can I just go for the training, or do I need to go as a part of a company?
Yeah, both individual and company. Company can register their staff, a number of staff, and train them. And individual can also access the portal. We have individual training. They can access the portal and look at the training provider that is near to their location. And that is also delivering what type of training they need. They can go there and train individual and get their certificates.
Okay, Mr. Chidi, we touched this a little bit when we started, but what are some of the specific consequences of non-compliance?
Okay, so one of the specific consequences of non-compliance is like the mineral safety regulations, you know, require that all operators, that is all companies, provide basic safety training, basic kind of trainings for their facilities, and then what there are monetary values for non-compliance, you know. Yeah. So that varies, ranging from maybe 100,000 to 250,000 naira, for instance. So if we, so it depends, you know. So it's a detailed regulation, so that needs to be applied. So if, for instance, we during our routine inspections, we confirm that someone doesn't have this basic safety training, what it means is that the operator is liable, because you need to, the regulations say that you must provide, you know, the basic safety that a staff needs to work in your operations.
Okay.
So we can apply such kind of sanctions. And of course, like I said earlier, it could get to a point where your license will be withdrawn. So what more can be more difficult than withdrawing your license completely?
Okay, Mr. Omar, you want to add to that?
Yeah, yes, and you know, like you also mentioned earlier, we do annual licensing of these facilities. We renew their licenses every year. So every year we ensure that if you don't have that key training of your staff, safety-wise, then your license will not be renewed.
Okay.
And if your license is not renewed, you can't operate.
All right, we just heard that from officials of the Department of Petroleum Resources, the Assistant Director, Safety Control in the Safety Health Environment Division of the DPR, Mr. Umaru Muriki. Thanks for coming on DPR Half Hour today.
Thank you, Nigerians.
All right, also the Assistant Chief Electrical Engineer, Safety Health and Environment Division of the DPR, Mr. Ike Chidi. Thanks for coming.
Thank you very much.
Well, they've talked about minimum industry safety training for the downstream operation here in Nigeria. So if you sell petrol, you sell kerosene, you sell gas, you operate in the downstream sector generally, if you must practice, you must be certified to practice. And of course, you must go through this minimum safety training. Okay, until next week, when another edition of DPR Half Hour will come you on the network service of Radio Nigeria. I want to say a very big thank you to my producer, Kamaline Adego, and of course, the studio manager, Idowu Izubio. We apologize for some of the calls that we could not take. We saw the blinks, but somehow the crappy connections didn't let us. Until next week, my name is Ahmed Olalikon. Stay safe. Good morning.